Families with young children are invited to come forward now for the children's talk. Children, I'm going to read a story, a parable that the Lord taught about how people are sorted out when we die. Some go up to the Lord in heaven, and some go away from the Lord into hell. And what animals does the Lord compare these people to, the ones who go to heaven, and what animals does he compare them, the ones who go to hell, to? Listen what it says. And when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then he shall sit on the throne of his glory, and before him all the nations shall be gathered together, and he shall separate them one from the other, as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he shall stand the sheep indeed on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king shall say to those on his right hand, Come, the blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. So, what did the Lord compare the good people who are going to inherit the kingdom to? What animal? Yes? Sheep. And what about the ones who are not going to inherit the kingdom? The goats. Right. Now listen what the Lord says about what makes the difference between the sheep and the goats. What does the Lord say? There's six things the Lord says that the sheep did. Let's see if you can remember any of them. The Lord says, For I was hungry, and you gave me to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me to drink. I was a sojourner, and you gathered me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the just, the good people, shall answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see thee hungry and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? And when did we see thee a sojourner and gathered thee in, or naked and clothed thee? And when did we see thee weak or in prison and came to thee? And the king answering shall say to them, Amen, truly I say to you, as much as you have done it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you have done it to me. So what was one of the things that the sheep did? You remember one? Right. When the Lord was sick, they came and visited him. Yes? What else did they do for him? You remember? You remember when? When he was in jail, they came to him. Very good. Yes.
When he was naked, they clothed him.
Right. They gave him some clothes. That's right. Very good. And there are three others, and we'll read about them again in a minute. And the sheep were surprised that the Lord said that. I don't remember doing that, they said. What was the Lord say? What did he say? As much as you have done it to who? Yes? Yes, they've done it to the Lord, so far as you've done it to one of the least of these, my brothers. In other words, as much as you've done it to someone else, you did it to me. So you took care of someone else who was hungry, and you gave him some food, or thirsty, and you gave him a drink, or you gave them some clothes, you did it to me. That's what the Lord says. Now listen to what the Lord says about the goats. Then he shall say to them on the left hand, Go away from me, cursed ones, into the everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you did not give me to eat. I was thirsty, and you did not give me to drink. I was a sojourner, and you did not gather me in, naked, and you did not clothe me, weak, and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also shall answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see thee hungry, or thirsty, or a sojourner, or naked, or weak, or in prison, and did not minister to thee? And then he shall answer them, saying, Amen, I say to you, as much as you did not do it to one of the least of these, neither have you done it to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the just into everlasting life. So what did the Lord say about the goats? What did he say about them? What was the problem? Did you notice? The Lord said the goats did not help each other. They did not help anybody else. The Lord didn't say the goats did a whole lot of bad things. Most people don't do a lot of bad things because they're just going to get in trouble and have no friends. But the difference is that the goats don't think about other people. They don't think about the Lord. They just think about what I want. But the sheep, they think, what does the Lord want me to do? And they think, how can I help someone else? Because I know that's what the Lord wants me to do. So that's the difference between the sheep who go to heaven and the goats who go to hell. Now, do you know what special kind of worship service we're having today? Do you know what's underneath that cloth? Yes? Holy Supper. What two things does the Lord give us to eat in the Holy Supper? Yes? Bread and wine. That's right. So the Lord sees that we are hungry, and he gives us bread to eat, and he gives it to us so that we can share it with other people. The Lord gives us his love so that we can share it with other people too. Now, in this basket here, there is some bread like the bread that we have for Holy Supper. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give some of it to some of you. And what I'd like you to do is not eat it yourself, but I'd like you to share it with someone else. So like you could take this plate, which has four little pieces of bread, and turn to your little sister or your little brother and say, here, would you like some? And let them eat some, and then you can give the plate to them, and they can offer it back to you. See, that will be like what the Lord said the sheep did. I was hungry, and you gave me to eat. You did it to one of your brothers. That's what the Lord says in this parable. So we can practice being like sheep. Do you understand? And when you're done, you can give the other pieces to your parents, or you can give it to each other again. Does that make sense? And when you're done, you can put the plates in these baskets. Okay, so I'm going to give you some of these plates. So, start with you. I'm going to take that. Luke, you want to come get this, please? Thanks. So what you do is you offer some bread to your friends, okay? To one of your friends. You don't eat it yourself. You first offer it to someone else and then let them offer it to you. That's the idea. Adele, you want to come get one? You offer it to your brother? Oops, here you are. Can you take one? Would you like to offer some to your brother? Would you like to offer these? No? You could offer it to someone else even if you can't eat it. See, what we're doing is we're practicing what the Lord says in his parable, that you offer the bread to someone else. Because that's what the Lord says the goats, the sheep do, that the goats don't do. they're not willing to offer it to other people. So we can remember this parable of the Lord, what the difference is between the sheep and the goats. The sheep are people who are eager to help each other. They think about the fact that the Lord loves everyone, and he gives us his love so that we can share it with each other. Amen.